So what we're not going to do no more is you saying or being who your friends and family say you are or think you should be or what they think you should do and all those different things, right? No. We're not doing that no more, y'all. We're not. It's about who God called you to be, who God said you are.
To some, boundaries are just placing limits. To me, it's where the limitless things begin.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning into the Boundaries and More podcast with Jess Abraham. I am your host, Jess Abraham, and today's episode is brought to you by Joyful Styles. Joyful Styles is a lifestyle brand that provides premium quality apparel that promotes joy and positivity. Joyful Styles believes how we approach a situation matters, and choosing to be joyful makes all the difference. You have the power, and it's time to embrace it. So get your Joyful Styles apparel at joyfulstyles.com. That's joyfulstylez.com. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Before we dive straight into the message today, I want to remind each and every one of you who have not done it yet to take some time out today to take that boundaries quiz. Take that boundaries quiz, okay? The link is in the show notes, but if you're someone that's just listening and you just ready to like just get it and go, listen, text me, all right? Text me boundaries. Text me the word boundaries to 210-801-9153. Again, just text me and I got you. You don't want to take the time to look in the show notes. It's cool. Text me and I got you. Again, text the word boundaries to 210-801-9153. I got you. All right. So listen, y'all. I am super excited and geeked to get into this message today. I forget exactly what I was doing when this message dropped in my spirit, but of course I was like, yo, gotta bring it to the podcast. I hear you, God. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Look, I gotta bring it to the podcast. And yeah, so today y'all seen the title, right? You see it before you get here, right? But you seen the title, yeah. Get to know you. Get to know you. Like, Jess, all right. What's this about? What we talking about? What that really mean? Look, y'all, it's super important, right? It's imperative. It's a must that you must invest in yourself, right? Invest the time, the energy to get to know you, right? Who you are, just discover some things about you. Like, take that time out just for you. It's so important, y'all. We're not on this, like, especially, like, look, let me just back up a little bit. Let me slow down, because I'd be super excited to get this to y'all, but let me just back up, slow down just a little bit. We are in a new month, going into a new year, right? We're on the last month of 2023 at the time of this recording, right? It's going into 2024. Like, December is just, like, we're in December now, right? And we're getting ready to go into 2024, right? That's a new year. For some of you who may be listening to this many moons from now, right? The new year for you could be your birthday. The new year for you could be tomorrow, right? Whatever that we going into a new year. I want to just put that out there and saying it like this. Like, so what we're not going to do no more is you saying or being who your friends and family say you are or think you should be or what they think you should do and all those different things, right? No. We're not doing that no more, y'all. We're not. It's about who God called you to be, who God said you are, right? Oh, man, listen, y'all. I want to take my time with this. I want to take my time with this because it's so important. You must invest time into yourself to really discover who you really are, right? Get to know you, All right, we're not talking about what people saying about you necessarily, right? We not. Like, some of those people may be, man, I know some of them, they mean so well. They do. They really, really do. But it's about what God is saying to you, right? Look, I'm telling you. I just want the, before we go further into anything else, I want that to be the focus, like, truly, right? Like, who does God say you are, right? Get to know you. If you have no clue, look, spend some more time with God. I believe in God. And that's what I do, man. This year has been amazing. Amazing. Like, I can just go here. An example I was going to use later, but I can just insert that here right now. Like, for me, get to know me, right? Something about me. And I discovered, like, it is so important for me personally to every single day to have some type of personal and spiritual development. Every single day is what I need for me, right? Get to know me is to encompass this all, to continue to grow mentally, spiritually, financially, all of the things, right? That's what I know I need. Like, I've learned that about me, taking some time, like, man, God is important in my life, period. And then on top of that, like, yeah, personal development is important in my life. Yo, this is a quick thing. This is, man, didn't even think about this example till right now. I remember my wife and I, we were doing this FaceTime. We used to host a lot of these, like, FaceTime couples games at night, things like that. We did that a whole lot. We should start doing that with some other couples now. But so I remember one of the questions that came up was, you have to guess, like, your spouse hobby or whatever, like, what's your spouse hobby? You have to get it right. You have to write it down and make sure it matched, right? Whatever we was doing. And it was funny because when it said, when my wife had to guess what my hobby was, right? She wrote down coaching, like, personal development and coaching. It's so true, y'all. I know that's an important part of my life. So that's, look, every single day, personal development in different ways, coaching somebody, I'm mentoring somebody, like, yo, every single day is, look, get to know me. It's who I am that I've discovered and how I am that I've discovered. Like, it's true. Like, that, yo, say what you want. If I'm a junkie for anything, I'm junkie for personal development and growth. It is so important for me to not be in the same spot I was in last year or even yesterday. Growth, right? Growth. Yeah, so I want to get that out there. But I thought that was funny. That, like, just dropped in my spirit. I kind of forgot about that a little bit. But, man, yeah, it is definitely true. I've discovered that about myself. I've been knowing for years, but really just putting it out there recently. So, yeah, that's good stuff. But also, something real practical for you to do, right? Rediscovering, you're investing the time in yourself and for you to discover really who and how you are, things of that sort, you, right? Not what other people think you should or shouldn't be doing or who you should and shouldn't be and all this thing. No. You're going to listen to anybody telling you about what you should do and shouldn't do, et cetera. Listen to God, period. Okay. All right. But something real, real practical for you to do. Do a audit of your year, right? Again, we are in the first full week of December now, right? At the time of this recording, the time of release, we are in the first full week of December 2023, okay? Do an audit of what this previous year has looked like for you, right? The things you've liked about the year, the things you, didn't like so much, right? The things that you really want more of, right? Take some time out to seriously do an audit of your year. Write as many of the things down as possible. If you need to, like one of our coaching calls recently, right? That's one of the favorite things I like to do. Coaching call recently, a way to kind of put that in there. We were looking at our calendars month by month and seeing what we did each month. Something practical for you to do, right? Use that same tactic. Go through your calendar, see what you've been doing. Like, look at the dates. It might trigger some memories. Oh, yeah, I did do this in January and then this in February, et cetera. Like, do an audit of the year. What did you like? What you didn't like so much? And really, truly, truly, what do you want more of? Hitting it out the gate. Something real practical for you to do. Do that ASAP, right? Again, the year 2023 is almost over. Right? So we get this done before we even hit 2024. So going into 2024, you have an idea of what it is that you want more of, the things that you'll be working towards, et cetera, right? Do it now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Do it now. Okay? Also, right? One of my favorite things to talk about, you're here, you should know this. And if you don't, oh, because you know what? This might be your first episode. Welcome. Welcome to each and every one of you who this is your first episode. I appreciate each and every one of you so much. All right. Shout out to you for sure. Who's just now tuning in, like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. And also, come back next week for more, right? You know, keep coming back. And the people who's been listening from day one or who found me somewhere in the middle and went back to day one and continuously listening each and every week, I see y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Yep. Just needed to drop that in there for my people. But again, you're here. Excuse me. You're here. So, when we talk about boundaries, right, this is the Boundaries and More podcast, right? Here, when you're thinking about, before you even set one boundary, a boundary with yourself, a boundary with others, just before you even set any boundaries, right, I want you to really, truly take some time out to see, like, what it is, like, to know what you want. Take some time out to really discover what is it that you want, right? First, we're getting to know ourselves, right? Really who we are, how we are, things of that sort. But now take some time out to, like, what is it that you really want, right? I tell people that, man, I coach on this all the time. I'm helping people really, truly daily with this stuff. Like, man, before we go anywhere, we must know where we're going, right? We don't just get in the car and start, you know, driving to a new city or get on a plane without knowing anywhere we're going. No, there's some situations out there when a surprise, et cetera. We're not talking about that. We're talking about you being direct. You can't even get on a plane without buying a plane ticket, meaning you must know where you want to go. Right? So first, know what you want. Know what it is that you want and then work from there, right? Some of you not really sure how to flush that out and things of that sort. Like, this is what I do all day, every day. This is how I am starting, right? Part of the process is what I'm doing and helping people, right? This is my specialty, and to help people achieve those things. So if you are someone that you're not really sure, you don't really know how to really truly work through that, and you want some more insight, more one-on-one personal assistance with that, I want you to take some time out today and apply to work with me, right? You go to jassabraham.com/apply. Again, that's jassabraham.com/apply, right? Or, look, I got you. I made it easy for y'all. I got you. Or, again, text me. Text me. Look, I'm going to get it to my phone. Like, look, text me. I'm going to see it, and I got you. Text apply, right? Text me. Text apply to 210-801-9153. That's my number. Text me and I got you. Like, I'm making it so easy for y'all. Like, I'm just saying, like, because I know this is too important to not do, right? So take some time out to apply. You want some real, true, practical, in-depth activities where we can work through this together as a team, then we can do that, right? Go to jasabraham.com. That's JASABRAHAM/apply. Please don't forget the apply. Okay. All right. So that's for any and every one of you who would like to go deeper, further. Now, listen, it is an application process. I will be reviewing these applications and we'll go from there. You get accepted and we keep going. If not, we got some other things for you. So just apply though. Take the time. I take that first step, right? Go to the website and or text me. You don't need to do both necessarily. Or text me and I got you. Believe that, okay? All right. Also, y'all, I want to really get into this. And, you know, before we get out of here, I want you all to really take some time and acknowledge each and every change, like all of the changes, any and all the changes, right? Acknowledge any and all of the changes that's been happening, right? All the changes from this year, all the changes from the past 2 years. Maybe you didn't accept or acknowledge any of the ones that's changed from previous years, but really, really take some time to like, let it soak in. Acknowledge that thing. Again, now let me disclaimer. There's no need to necessarily sit in that, right? Don't need to necessarily sit in it, but I want you to acknowledge it so that we can do different things to have different outcomes and making sure we're staying on the same track. Because maybe you haven't acknowledged, but you're still on the right track. But you just, maybe you feel a little stuck because you haven't acknowledged certain things. Look, acknowledge it so we can, okay, pretty much face that, whatever it is, and let's continue to grow and develop from that. Now, let me tell y'all, personally, if you've been listening to the podcast a while now, I know different episodes you may have heard. I've been talking about my wife and I and our health and fitness journey and things of that sort. And like, I'm telling you, there was a time, right? There was a time, like it or not, it is what it is. There was a time when I needed to sit and acknowledge like, okay, Jess, we ain't in the size small no more. Okay. That was a year and a half, 2 years ago. It is what it is. There was a time. Look, we ain't doing the size small no more. Not right now, right? It may get to a place where we back in that small or not, right? But I'm acknowledging that, yeah, size smalls weren't doing it for me no more. I ain't like how all the stuff that it was showing, right? It'll fit me. It'll get on. It ain't bursting out of it or nothing. But it was showing some extra oomph that had happened over the years. And I ain't like that. So acknowledge, okay, we gonna move up a size or two or whatever, depending on what it is, right? It's just, I needed to acknowledge that, right? Another thing, right, we were always, my wife, she not, at least more in the more recent years, she wasn't necessarily super into working out. Me, I was working out faithfully, daily, at least 5-6 times a week. That's just my thing. It's part of my routine, my rhythm, right? Get to know you, right? I get to know my rhythm. We talk a little bit about that. But and if you don't know, look, refer to the podcast episode that's called Find Your Rhythm. Yeah, get some more insight on that with that. But my wife discovered like, yo, she wasn't really necessarily working out because the things that she was doing more necessarily is fun for her, right? So she got to know her and what she was doing, and she know that, okay, what she really like and enjoyed, what's been the most fun for her throughout life, the things that she's been on top of her stuff and all of that, it's been CrossFit. So what she do recently, a couple months now, but however long it's been, for a while now, yeah, she's been in CrossFit, right? Doing her CrossFit thing. She gets up faithfully, bro. I'm telling y'all. Faithfully. This is the only time I see my wife happily get up early in the morning. She'll tell you quick. She ain't about that. She ain't not a morning person. And I get it, right? Sometimes I actually love the mornings and when I feel like you get so much done before people even wake up and stuff like that. But I get it. We've been in the military for years and years, right? We've done the military thing. We're retired from that now. But it's like in the military, what we was doing, getting up early in the morning. So when we got out the military, we're like, we ain't gonna get up early in the morning. That's just how it was. But now, like I'm telling you, man, it's like a sense of purpose. My wife happily just hops out of bed, like, get herself together, and like, good morning, baby. Like she on that, like on that good morning spirit that I be on now. That now that she's doing, she's got to know her and what works for her to get up and go to her CrossFit class. Like, and I'm geeked. I'm excited. I'm inspired by her. Like, it's amazing. We're doing great things in the Abraham household. We are. And I'm excited for us because we've taken some time to really get to know us, right? I got to know me. She got to know her. We got to know each other. That's another level, right? We're not talking about that. But today we're talking about just get to know you, who you are, how you are, your preferences, things of that sort. Again, if you need some more further assistance with this, I got you. I already told you the ways to get in contact with me. I got you, right? I will assist you, like, as long as you apply, get accepted in the program. Like, look, we can do this thing step by step, arm in arm together. Look, I got you. I got you. So, but it's on you to take the first step and really, really be about that action. Again, I let that episode be about it. Like, please don't even text me. Don't go to the website and apply. Don't do none of that. If you ain't about that life, if you're not ready to be about it and to really get those results you've been looking to get, like, we're going into a new year. We're not going into the new year with the same stuff. But if you still on the same stuff, I'm telling you, please don't even waste time. Please don't even waste the time to go out and apply. But like, if you ready for real, real change, you ready for a real, real transformation, I got you. Apply and we go from there, right? That's really what I wanted to tell y'all today. Like, that's it. Just get to know you. Get to know you. I gave some real, real practical, extremely practical things that you can do today to assist in that process. I even those of you who want to go deeper with this stuff, like you like, I kind of tried this before, but whatever, I need some handhold or some assistance, apply. I got you. Again, all right, look. But I want you all to please follow us on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. Again, that's on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. Don't forget, for each and every one of you who have not taken that boundaries quiz yet, take some time out today to take that boundaries quiz. The link for that is in the show notes. However, if you don't want to go looking in the show notes for the link, I got you. Text me. Text me the word boundaries, right? All caps. Oh, just whatever. Just text me the word boundaries to 210-801-9153. I got you. For those of you who want to go further, want that hand holding, want that real personal one-on-one time for your specific situation and to work through that, like truly, truly work through that, then for you all, I want you to text apply to 210-801-9153. I got you. I'm going to get that alert and I got you. Check it out, right? All right. But that is all, beautiful people. That is all. I want you all to go out and truly have a beautifully, beautifully amazing day. Beautifully amazing day. And to be back here next week for more Boundaries and More with Jas Abraham. Talk to y'all then.